Hey, this morning we want to talk a little bit about a project that we talked about a few months ago. The Wall That Heals, a traveling Vietnam veterans memorial, is going to be making an appearance in Manning coming up this week. And we want to talk about that with Gene Vagy, who is helping to coordinate that effort. Gene, good morning.
Good morning.
A lot has happened since the last time we visited, I'm guessing.
You got that right. We have been busy getting everything organized and ready to go for tomorrow.
Are you finally starting to realize what you got yourself into in organizing this?
You know, it's been a lot of work. I won't lie about that. But it has been an absolute privilege and honor to work on this project. People have been so excited about it and have had lots of questions and a lot of interest as we've gone around the area talking to people, and it's just going to be a fantastic experience for West Central Iowa.
You betcha. Well, the Wall That Heals, the exhibit, it's a 3/4 scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial that's located, of course, in Washington, D.C. It's roughly 375 feet long, stands 7.5 feet tall at its tallest point, and it's seen by, oh gosh, as many people as we can squeeze in there during the time frame, right?
Pretty much, yes. That's a good way to look at that. So once it is erected on the football field here in Manning, and it will be, once it's erected, it is open around the clock until closure time at 2 o'clock the following Sunday. It happens rain or shine. The wall is open 24 hours a day, round the clock. No charge to attend. People can come as often as they like, stay as long as they want, and come back as many times as they'd like to see it.
And approach the wall while it's there. A lot of folks will come up and do rubbings and sketches.
Yes, that will be an option if people want to do that. There will be a process in place by which that'll happen. In other words, we can help facilitate that process, but it will be somebody will be assisting with that process. Either one of the local volunteers or one of the people from national staff that will be on hand. But yes, they can get a rubbing of the names if they so choose to do that.
Yes, over 58,000 names are engraved on that wall. It's an impressive display, and one that's actually just as impressive to see the process of it coming in, because this is going to be moving into the community tomorrow.
Yes, it is moving into the community tomorrow. When it comes into a community, the Wall That Heals always comes in by motorized escort. And that motorized escort typically leaves someplace about 45 minutes from the community that's going to host it, 45 minutes to an hour. And so the motorized escort for Manning is going to leave from Tri-Center School, right there on Highway 181 and just north of the interstate there, north of Neola. And the departure time there will be 11 o'clock. And so we can start gathering at this in the school parking lot there at Tri-Center anytime after 10 or so. And we'll get you all lined up, and then we'll head off at 11 o'clock and head to Manning. So we'll come up 191 through Panama, Portsmouth, et cetera, and get to Erling and come across on the highway there. I believe that's 37 to go to 59, and then up 59 to 141, and then turn east at that corner to head into Manning.
You bet. Are people encouraged to watch as the procession moves toward Manning?
Oh, absolutely. So feel free to gather along the streets as it goes through towns, gather along the highways, of course, being mindful of traffic and not parking, you know, park in the shoulders, not on the road. And, yeah, welcome the veterans home. They really didn't, the group that's, you know, on the wall, they were killed and during service, and so they didn't get that welcome home. And the veterans who did come home didn't get a very nice welcome when they came home. So this is our opportunity to honor all of those who served.
So on Tuesday, July 21st is the escort. Wednesday, July 22nd is the setup. And I'm guessing that is quite a process.
Yeah, the setup will happen beginning at 8:30 on Wednesday morning on the 22nd. Volunteers are responsible for the setup process. All events are really guided by local and area volunteers under the guidance and direction of two or three staff members that come from the national office. And so the first that comes out of the Wall That Heals travels in a 53-foot custom-designed trailer. And so the components of the wall are inside of the wall or inside of the trailer. So we got to get the aluminum frame unloaded and carried onto the football field and get that erected first. And then the panels, if all goes according to plan and we have enough volunteers, then the panels should start coming out of the trailer at approximately 10 o'clock. And so if you have, the other cool thing about this is if you are, know of someone whose name is on the wall, related to somebody who's on the wall, and you can make a request to carry that on which that person's name appears. Mm-hmm. And so if that is something that fits your description, if you have, you know, a relative or a friend acknowledgement on there, be at the football field by 10 o'clock on that morning, and that should be about the time the wall components start coming out for the panels. The panels have to come out in a certain order to be set up, so we can't say particularly what time a certain panel is coming out, but the panel should start coming out at 10. So please be there by that time if that's something that's of interest.
Well, that's an awesome experience. Now, once you still, and it takes a lot of volunteers to make all this happen. Are you still looking for some?
Yeah, we're still looking for some volunteers. National Office had told us from the beginning that at minimum we would need 200 volunteers throughout the duration of the event to make this work. We've had a lot of interest in volunteers, and we still will take others. We don't want to turn anybody away if somebody wants to help be part of that. So if you'd like to help with setup, you're welcome to do that. If you'd like to help, we'll need tear down on Sunday, and we'll need help with that as well. So and staffing or opportunities to volunteer during those times as well.
Sure. Well, now between setup and tear down, a lot will be going on. You want to talk a little bit about some of the things that will happen while the wall is in place?
Sure. And so the wall on the 22nd, once it is fully erected and whatever that afternoon, people will be able to come and see that. We can't give a exact time when that process will be finished, but it's going to be finished sometime on that Wednesday or on that afternoon of the 22nd. And then on the 23rd, it's officially open around the clock. We will have a welcome home ceremony that evening at 6 p.m., and our guest speaker for that event is a gentleman by the name of Gerald Berry, and the short version of a long story is he has connections to both Manila and was a helicopter pilot in the Vietnam War, so he has quite the story to tell. I understand I've not met him yet, but he is on schedule to be our volunteer, our guest speaker for the welcome home ceremony.
Very good.
And then, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all right. I was going to say, then it's a lot of opportunity for folks just to experience the wall, right?
Exactly. Lots of ways to operate, you know, that you can interact with the wall, come view the wall, get etchings off the wall, come listen to our various guest speakers that we have scheduled for various events during that week as well. We'll have another guest speaker on the 24th. We'll have a candlelight vigil that evening honoring victims of both Agent Orange and PTSD. So at this point, Josh Turek is on board to be our guest speaker that night. He is currently an Iowa representative in Des Moines, and lives in Council Bluffs. He's from Council Bluffs, represents the Council Bluffs area, and his father was a Vietnam veteran and was exposed to Agent Orange, and Josh himself was born with spina bifida, and so that they basically have connected directly to his father's exposure to Agent Orange in Vietnam. So he is on target to be our speaker that night. And then the 25th, no particular ceremonies of that day, again, open around the clock, rain or shine. And then on the 26th will be your last opportunity to participate in the wall. Closing ceremonies begin at 1:45, and then once that ceremony is completed at about 2 o'clock, then the wall will close to the public, and it will be dismantled, all the pieces and parts put back into the trailer, and then the next stop will be Brooklyn, Iowa, over by Grinnell.
You bet. Again, this will be located at the IKM Manning School, and the address there is 209 10th Street in Manning for folks who would like to go and participate in any way you see fit. Gene, what are you most looking forward to for this visit? After all you've been through in coordinating this, what's going to make you feel the best?
Oh, boy, that's a big question. It will be a sense, I'm hoping it will be a sense of pride for all of those who come to see the wall and experience what it represents. I hope that people will gain a better understanding and appreciation for the sacrifices that were made by the veterans and their families that were in, you know, involved in the Vietnam War, and particularly for those who gave their life during that era of our conflict in our country. And to just know that, you know, we're here in rural America, we're a small town. Sometimes we get overlooked for big events, and we're not overlooked on this one. And so a sense of community pride and regional pride that, you know, we can really, you know, show off our West Central Iowa heritage and our West Central Iowa roots and welcome a lot of people from around the area to our communities.
You bet. Well, it takes more than just volunteers. It also takes financial support, and I understand you've gotten some solid financial support from the area.
Yes, we will certainly welcome any additional financial contributions if people wish to do that. We have had generous support from not only just Manning and surrounding areas as well. And anything that we have financial-wise that's left over and above what our expenses are, after we get all the bills paid, anything that's left over, those proceeds will be divided between area veterans organizations.
Well, all things being even, it would be great if everyone could experience the Vietnam Wall, the actual wall in Washington, D.C., but that is obviously not possible for everyone. So this gives people a unique opportunity to have that same type of experience, but really close to home, and share it with family and friends.
Absolutely. And it's interesting because as I've talked to many people in the area, they'll say, oh, I saw the wall when it was the traveling wall when it was in such and such, and I saw the wall when it was in such and such. But there's a lot of different versions of the traveling wall out there. What makes this one unique is that this is owned and operated by the same nonprofit that operates and funds and maintains the Vietnam Veterans Wall in Washington, D.C. And so it is as close to going to Washington, D.C. as you can possibly get. And so the last time it was anywhere close to West Central Iowa was in 2013 when it was in Audubon. And 2013 was a few years ago. And so we have, you know, no way of knowing when and if it will ever come back to this part of the country. And so please take the opportunity to see it when it's here.
Absolutely. Well, again, the escort coming in on Tuesday. Wednesday will be the setup. And then Wednesday, around 6 o'clock or so in the evening, they'll get the exhibit open. And then there'll be guided tour opportunities throughout that time. The welcome home ceremony on Thursday evening. There'll also be the candlelight vigil on Friday evening. And then they'll run it through until the closing at about 1:45 on Sunday afternoon. It's a 24-hour opportunity for you to come by at your leisure and respect however you see fit. The Traveling right. Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall as it visits the IKM Manning School in Manning. Jean Vagey has been with us here this morning, and she's done a lot of work here and making all this happen. Jean, thank you so much for all that you've done, and thanks for sharing a lot of this information with us.
You're very welcome. Let me just back up just a little bit and clarify one thing. On the 23rd, the welcome home ceremony is at 6 o'clock, but the wall will be open prior to that. So once the wall is fully assembled on the 22nd, it really will be open from then on till Sunday. So the welcome home is at 6 p.m. on the 23rd, but the wall will be open prior to that. So feel free to come earlier in the day.
You bet. Welcome to everyone in the western part of Iowa or anywhere else to come and have that experience. Jean, again, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.